Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Oh my God, we had a very, very happy studio there. And now the aunties of agony are here.
Oh my God, I can't even be near a baby. Like, I turn
into...
I'm Sophie White and I turn into a complete predator around babies because I just want to get over there. I want to smell their head. I want to...
That's disgusting.
The women have gone mad in the...
You're safe with me, Oliver. I don't like children. Anything under three, you can keep it.
Norma Sheehan, remind us how many children you have.
Well, I started with twins, so I don't want anything under the age of three, right? I have three teenagers, 15, 18 and 18.
Okay. Well, babies are not on the menu for our agonies or aunties of agony today. This is the new radio refuge for all of life's disasters, meltdowns and dinner diplomacy crises, as we've discovered. 51551 is the text. Some people have been texting on us for conundrums. Have you got credentials, by the way, to be an auntie of agony?
No, I've got life experience.
Oh, well, that's plenty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't be arguing with me.
And a general hatred of family life.
Of life.
Sophie, though.
What are my credentials?
You have amazing credentials.
Oh,
author of many fabulous books. All to do with conundrums in life and relationships and things like that as well, aren't you?
Yeah. I think all of my books are a deep dive. Actually, friendship. I kind of write what I think are rom-coms, but they're platonic. They're platonic rom-coms. It's about female friendship all the way because I find it to be so fascinating.
And how does that give you a qualification?
No. My qualification to be here is that I have done everything wrong.
Yay.
So you don't have to,
life.
Guys.
You're,
oh my God, 100%.
In your author life, you
had a
fix
nervous
any
breakdown
issues.
When I was 22.
Oh, yes.
Another one when I was 28. Got one when I was 32. Gave up the drink when I was 33 because I'm not able to have nice things. Yeah.
But you did it at a high level.
I did it at quite a high level.
Yeah, proper breakdowns.
Like Olympic levels
and
of
then you have three sons.
Messing up.
Three sons. Hasn't given you another breakdown.
No, I've had a few.
That's the love in her
I've
life.
I've taken the little holiday to the old, the old bin.
Great.
We're asking people to get stuck in and 087-032-3232 is the WhatsApp. But some email as well coming in, oliver@rte.ie. I know when these items first begin, usually radio shows just make them up and lie. We didn't actually have to do that. This is a real friendship test.
The conundrum, the dilemma is so off the wall.
What dilemma?
Let me get people up to speed. My friend cares more about her appearance than I do, and I've no problem with that, but I recently decided not to bother with makeup when I go out. Recently, we went to a gig. I met her at our seats. She started crying, saying my hair would be nicer down and that I should take it down. I got to the point when she actually tried to pull it out, which got me to the point where I got so angry, I almost slapped her. Friends. It was a quiet gig. She got upset then, kept apologising. She wouldn't stop talking. People were glaring all around us. I was mortified. I'm still really annoyed about this. Okay, well, Norma.
Well, I mean, there's two sides to this and I've been on both sides of it. I have four sisters. I have a mother who gave me creme de la mer, €125 for my eye bags.
Oh my God, yeah.
When I was on the dole, I nearly threw it at her. I have I have a friend who said, "Gee, you're a fla from the neck down. If we could only fix your head." I've had so many people tell me to freeze my face over the last, I'd say up to 100 people. So at the start, I feel like the girl who isn't wearing the makeup and has the ponytail, where it can kind of annoy you or trigger you, that new word trigger. Whereas now when someone says, you really should do something with your head, I just laugh it off because I've just accepted it. So it's when you're comfortable in your skin, you wouldn't fight back. That's my view on it. But you come here, that one trying to fix her hair, Sheila, back in your box, stop it.
She tried to grab the hair together. You let your hair down, you'd look nicer. Here, I'll help you.
That's mother coded, actually. Like, that's exactly what your mother would do. But I can't move on from what Norma has said there without saying, she's saying, I need to fix my head. The woman has Jennifer Aniston arms. Well, look at these.
You do have
I did say I'm a flare from the neck down.
In November, to come in sleeveless now, that's quite something.
Yeah, I would trade arms for
you're hanging
day.
Off a bar or something in the.
Well, I did remember Ireland's Fittest Family. I won it hanging off the yoke.
No way.
Gladiator.
£10,000 for Arcos, Cork.
Hanging off the yoke.
That
sounds like way more fun than Ireland's
Fittest
Family.
Sorry, I just forgot. We have to fix this friendship
issue.
She's very annoyed. Her friend has obviously breached a barrier, which is unacceptable, isn't it? Grabbing her by the hair.
Yeah.
And even the apology has annoyed her because she's shouting it across a quiet gig.
Yeah, and making everything back about her. It's so fascinating. Yeah. You know, when someone starts apologising and then crying and you're like, okay,
oh dear.
We're about your feelings now, are we? We started about my feelings and now we're back to your feelings. Yeah. I think it's like completely deranged behaviour. And I was really interested in like, is it like a legacy friendship where you're just together now?
I'm very curious about this too.
You know, and you're just kind of like, you're going through the motions. Mm. Like,
what's a legacy friendship?
You know, like you kind of, you've been friends for 20 years and like you don't even question anymore, like, would I actually even choose to have this person in my life?
Met them at college, maybe friends for people. Yeah. Oh, I met them when I was 10. I have to stay friends forever. Do you really though? People
and
have
you've just gone
in different
paths. Yeah. So the one who's all done up, she needs her in the doll your face up gang. And I think that can be a bit of a problem because the ones I've said, no, I don't want to get, you know, the lip fillers and all the rest of it.
Is the friendship dead?
No, but you meet them a few years later.
That's like slapping her.
They don't slap anyone, guys.
I can just have another glass of Prosecco and you'll be grand.
Oh my God, I wish I could have that.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Again, as I said, I can't
not
have
before
nice
midday.
Things.
We're after midday. Hang on, I've chocolate here for you. There's chocolate. Are you allowed chocolate?
Oh
it might
God,
be solved. It might be solved, will it?
Yeah.
Very short one from a fella called Michael. Short and sweet. Not very sweet. How do I stop my three sons-in-law visiting for Christmas? Michael.
This is
succinct.
I'm presuming that
Michael's
he does not
chatty.
Like his children's spouses. It seems like he wants his children there, but not the people they're married to.
There's two sides. Firstly, I've been the gobdaw that turns up and eats everyone's food at Christmas with my kids on tow. And looking back, I should have researched that it's about 100 plus euro per head. And I should have turned up with cash in an envelope to cover the five of us, right? From the other side, the person who's hosting that gobdaw needs to do something like either deliver a crap meal.
Oh,
crap
that's a good
day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or provide
their own Christmas day.
Yeah, or do what my friend's father-in-law did. Put the arm around him after the dinner, took him off into another room, and he said, "Brilliant, we're going to avoid the cleanup." And he said, "Now let's change his name. Let's call him Oliver. Oliver, we've had enough of you and your family. It's time for you to create your own traditions, your own Christmas."
That was nice advice.
It was nice advice. But then he said, you know, you have a year now to get your crap together and
so
we'll be around.
So in other words, the new couple who have their own family need to grow up and
grow
create their because they were still being the kids, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Michael wants his kids there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
What?
Yeah, that's him. He's just saying, I only don't want the sons-in-law.
He's trying to just separate the sons-in-law.
I have two really practical solutions.
What?
Okay. Michael's obviously got a little bit of anger towards these lads, and that's fine. They've moved in. They're probably really annoying, let's face it. So here's what Michael needs to do before Christmas. Take up smoking, Michael. Take yourself off out every 15 minutes to smoke. You come back in. You reek. Nobody wants to be near you, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect. It's like a force field of horrible smell. And then also you can adopt a mask,
what?
A kind of a, you know, a COVID mask.
Yeah, yeah,
say you're not feeling very well so that when the rage
like
is tipping up and up, you can be behind the mask just muttering at them quietly to yourself.
They just won't.
I hate you. I wish you weren't here.
They won't show.
The lips going behind the mask. And it might just help kind of vent a bit some of the pressure. Take the pressure out and then back
or
outside
maybe
again.
Michael is the person who is not, you know, he has matured as a parent because he's let his kids
but
grow up and
have
their own separate Christmas.
Oliver, how could you bring your three daughters and not bring the...
Michael,
you haven't a hope. There's no solution.
Don't take up smoking.
No.
Too extreme.
Michael Sophie White.
Too extreme.
Stick with the chocolate.
Very badly damaged, please.
Even though it's expensive.
This item was not insured, but thank you very much for kicking off Aunties of Agony. And people can get in touch for the next round. Oliver@rt.ie. I think email will be the best now. I think people are a little bit more introspective when they're sending emails rather than a text will be.
Yeah.
Ban the sons-in-law. Norma Sheehan, Sophie White, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Back after these.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.